This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Efforts to bring more transparency to the Endangered Species Act is getting plenty of attention in the U.S. House of Representatives Natural Resources Committee, thanks to Sunnyside Representative Dan Newhouse. His bill aims to greatly improve the delisting program and the relationship between agencies.
We have, as you know, a couple different things going on in North Central Washington, certainly with the wolves, also with the grizzly bears. Determinations have been made preliminarily to reintroduce, and they put reintroduce in quotation marks, grizzly to the North Cascades. We'd like to see the data and the information that have been used to make that determination.
Newhouse says the National Park Service and Fish and Wildlife released a plan earlier this year to grow a grizzly population that hasn't been seen in 21 years.
Yeah, I think 96, that's right, was the last sighting. So is it truly to join an existing population? Maybe there's something we haven't been made aware of.
I asked Newhouse if grizzlies wanted to be here, couldn't they just walk across the border from British Columbia?
Well, there you go. See, they're exactly right. There is some natural movement of animals, no matter what species, dependent on the conduciveness of the area. If it was an ideal habitat, you would think that they would have come south.
Newhouse says federal agencies are not currently required to share data and overlook local conservation plans far too often.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.